They're just getting set for tip-off as the Wayne Falcons are hosting the Sheridan Chargers tonight in ladies basketball. And it actually looks like at this moment we're going to stand and have the national anthem. Actually, it looks like they're going to go ahead and do the lineups and then the anthem. I'm sorry. So, as I said, Brian Storm with me tonight. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good, Jake. Glad to be here. We haven't partnered up on the radio for... We were trying to remember the last time that we've been together on a radio broadcast.
It's been a couple of years, so we'll try to do our best tonight and hopefully do the fans justice back in Sheridan. And as we said, the Chargers are 2-5 on the fairly young season, about a third of the way through or so. They had their first game back after break last night. That's kind of a long break, that 2 weeks. It's hard to get back in the swing of things
sure.
for basketball teams.
And I was visiting with Emma Foos, one of our starting center. Earlier tonight, I was telling Emma she needed to get tough tonight. Maybe throw a little elbows, but not throwing the elbows to get fouled, but just throw the elbows to get tough tonight. So, but she was telling me last night that it was a tough loss there on the road for them. Of course, we were home with the boys' game and watched the all the three boys' games last night. So I'm anxious to see the girls. I was visiting with them, and they've won two games, but the three or four games that I've seen them play, they've been right there, the whole time. So hopefully. Hopefully the girls can put a solid game together on the road. Of course, you know how it is trying to get a win on the road and how important those are throughout the course of a long season. So hopefully the Chargers can do that tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Just those close games. Find a way to win one tonight, hopefully. And then we are going to pause for our national anthem now. And we will be right back with tip-off in just a moment.
And we're back here in Corbin, Brian Storm along with Jake Schroeder. That was kind of a strange situation there, Jake. The flag is directly above us, so we all turn around. You and I are standing directly below the flag, and we're looking straight up at it, and the entire crowd is
staring at us.
That was kind of a strange feeling. So
awkward, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so just getting ready for the tip-off here. And you and I were talking earlier on off the air that I'm going to try and give this thing a swirl on the play-by-play tonight. So
you'll do just fine, Brian. I have complete confidence in you. Referee set for tip-off. Take it away, Brian.
And the tip is up, and it goes to the Wayne girls, and that is number 50 that comes up with the Gretchen Norris. Excuse me, that's Brianna Fortune. And the shot is up from the right wing. It's a three-pointer, and it's good by Emily Bellany, junior for the Falcons. So the Falcons are going to come into a full-court press, and they steal the ball at half-court. Here's 24 is Raquel Relf with the steal, and the shot goes up from the top of the key. It's no good. Sheridan comes down with the rebound. That's Miranda Davis running along the right side of the court. Now it comes back to Emily Grismore, and she will throw it to the right wing. Kelsey McGee down there in the right wing with a skip pass cross court to Davis. Davis takes a couple dribbles, drives to the lane, puts up about a 15-foot runner. It's no good. Off the hands of Allison Showers, and the ball will be out of bounds to the Wayne Falcons.
Wayne comes out pressing right away after that first made basket, Brian. So Sheridan is going to have to handle the pressure, it looks like, tonight and try to limit the turnover.
And it looks like the Falcons like to shoot the three-pointer. They're not afraid to shoot the ball, period. So here's the Falcons have the ball in the front court now, and that is Mandy Gassman, a junior, and she's got some height to her. She's kind of a stretchy gal and plays the post for her. And now the ball goes in here to Emily Bell and drives to the lane. And Sheridan is there to stop the pressure. Now we got a baseline drive. Kylie Bengtson for the Chargers stops the ball. comes up with the rebound now. Kick out to Miranda Davis to the right side. Davis coming up court. Gets this taken away from Brenna Banks, and Banks double dribbles as she crosses the half court line, so the ball will go back over to the Sheridan Chargers.
Coming into the game tonight, Brian, Corydon, or I should say Wayne, I always want to say Corydon, but Wayne County, they are led by Brendan Banks and Brianna Fortune, and they're both averaging just a little over 13 points a game, so a real nice combination there for Wayne.
And in the meantime, the Chargers have the ball and throw over to Miranda Davis, and she puts up a 15-footer from the right wing, and the shot is good. So the score here, 3-2, Wayne, 6:23 early in the first quarter of this ball game, and there's a nice little pick and roll. Davis gets a hand on it, knocks it loose, but the Falcons come back up with it. And now we got a drive by 32. That's Emily Bell, and she puts the shot up. A running shot from the left side, layup is good. Falcons still in that full court pressure. Here's Emily Grismore. She dribbles across the timeline, and the ball gets trapped on her leg, on her thigh. It was one of those things where she just couldn't get the ball. It hit her leg, and she double dribbled there. So the ball.
Have to be under control tonight, definitely, with that full court pressure. Yep. Two quick turnovers already.
And we have a Falcon player, that's 24, Raquel Ralph, driving to the lane, puts up a 10-foot runner, and it's good. So it's 7-2 Falcons here early in the first quarter, still with that full court pressure. Allison Showers over to Kylie Banks, across the timeline over to Chelsea McGee. She does a skip pass to Grismore, back to Banks, and now Banks is going to try a dribble, and she shoots to the right side over to Davis, who takes the same shot she just did a minute ago. And Kylie Bankston comes up with an offensive rebound. Chelsea McGee gets it now and puts up a shot. It's no good. McGee comes up with a rebound again, and the Chargers will reset. Miranda Davis got the ball on the right side. She kicks it into Allison Showers. Showers does a nice turnaround move in the post at about 3 foot, but misses from point blank range.
Sheridan getting some good looks on that offensive position. Three good looks and just didn't get one to fall.
There are the Chargers. It's Raquel Ralph. She's directing the traffic from the top. Emily Grismore applying the pressure. The Chargers are in their red uniforms, and they're playing man-to-man. I always find that strange to call a man-to-man when there's a women and girls basketball game, but that's what they're doing. And there's a shot up, and it's no good. Allison Showers comes down with the rebound. The Chargers are going to kick it forward. Emily Grismore throws it over Chelsea McGee's head, and it will go over to the Wayne Falcons on the possession.
Just a reminder, during halftime, during the girls' game here, Brian, I'm going to have Coach Schooley, the boys' head coach, for a quick interview at halftime, so make sure you hang around for that.
And the Falcons now with the ball in their front court. That is the errant pass goes to Emily Grismore. She does a nice job stealing the ball, dribbles down the left side, stops, and it puts up the shot, but it's half blocked. I don't know. There's definitely some tip on that, but the Chargers come back up with it. Now into the game, we're going to have Emma Foos and Alexis Curran both checking in. And Alexis Curran has a motor.
Yeah. She's only a freshman, too, so only freshman, I believe, playing on the varsity squad for the Chargers.
There's Davis. She kicks the ball up to Curran at the top of the key. Curran over to Bengtson. Foos back to Bankston for a three-pointer. It hits off the backboard. Allison Showers comes up with the offensive rebound, puts it up no good. And that is Brianna Fortune coming up with the rebound for the Falcons. Emily Bell pushes the ball up court now. And Raquel Ralph kicks it back out to the top. There's a pass over the top. Emma Foos does a nice job getting her hand on the ball. Comes up with the steal. Tips it to Kylie Bankston. And now Bankston throws it forward over the outstretched hands of Ralph. And Curran gets the ball. Now it's back over to Bankston at the top of the key. Bankston to Curran. Chargers are working it around. Wayne is in a 2-3 zone, and they kick it into Showers. Showers turns around. Shots up. No good. About a 10-foot shot. Wayne comes down to rebound. That's Emily Bellin.
Getting some pretty good looks in the lane, Brian. I think we've had three or four shots from, 4 or 5 feet in, and just lit on the basket right now. There's a travel on Wayne. Sheridan causes a turnover. Yeah, we're getting the ball in the paint. Just got to get some of the drop here.
Right. I'm just thinking of something funny as we were talking before we came on the air tonight. We were talking about how quick the action is in the basketball and how sometimes it is for a color man to try and get a word in edgewise. So I'll let you get a word in.
You're doing just fine, my man.
So now Bankston over to Miranda Davis from the right side. Nice shot. It's almost a three-pointer, but the referee gives her a two-point play instead. So it's one of those shots where it's about 18 feet. One of those no-man-land shots. So 7-4, the Chargers are trailing here to the Falcons with 2:58 to go in the first quarter.
get a foul here. It looks like Allison Showers picks up the foul for Sheridan. Just the first foul of the quarter, Brian. It's been a pretty smooth game so far.
It's been a lot of action. Wayne takes the ball to the basket, don't they? And Sheridan, we're getting good shots up. We're just not hitting the shots. Yeah. We're getting a lot of offensive rebounds. So Wayne puts the ball up, and they missed the shot, but they get the offensive rebound. And Brianna Fortune puts the offensive rebound back up. So now Wayne is into a full court press again, and I think Alexis Kern was a little bit surprised there. She turned around and saw two Wayne Falcons in her face, and they turned the ball over, and we have a timeout here on the court.
This is a 30-second timeout here, Brian. Let's stay here for just a second. I want to remind everybody, next Monday night, big game in college football, Alabama versus Notre Dame, national championship game. You can listen to that right here on KIIC Thunder Country. Not sure the exact start time of the game. I imagine it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, right around there. And, of course, they'll probably be almost past my bedtime by the time it's over. But listen to that right here on KIIC.
So I assume your brain tells you which way you're going to go. Now, which way does your heart? Who do you want to win that game?
To be honest with you, the Hawkeye season is so miserable. College football is dead to me a few weeks ago.
A few months ago.
I'd say my brain tells me Alabama's going to win. But
yeah, I would agree. So Curran gets the ball up and across the timeline. She throws the Showers. Now it's over to Bankston on the left side. Bankston throws over the top back to Curran, who's running the point guard. Wayne's still in that 2-3 zone. Bankston with a nice bounce pass. You know, we don't see the bounce passes very often, Jake, in basketball, and that was nice to see from Bankston. Nice kick-in pass to Emma Foos from Curran. Foos did a nice job of sealing her girl there, her defender, and got the foul called on.
And we're getting good position down there, like I said, getting the ball in the lane. Showers has had some good looks, and I think those will start dropping here, hopefully, for us in the next few minutes.
So Bankston throws it into Davis. Davis is on the right side. She's going to drive, puts up a shot. It's no good. There's Allison Showers with another offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Bankston for another three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Mandy Gasper for the Falcons, and they're going to push it up the court. That's Emily Bellin with the ball, the point guard there. And she's going to kick it out to Brenna Banks. I keep wanting to say Brenna, but
it's Brennan.
Brennan.
Yep.
And then we're going to have a foul on Sheridan. I didn't see who they called the foul on.
Usually takes a quarter or two to get the names down for the other team when you're not used to seeing them every day. I think sometimes it's easier to call a game like a college or pro game when you see the guys on TV all the time.
Absolutely.
You know? So you pick up these, usually take the quarter or so.
Yeah, it's easy. You know, with my kid, with two boys in high school, I know all these girls out there on the court, so you don't have to look down and know who the girls are. But when we're playing the opposing team, it's a little bit different. So
don't put the names on the back of the jerseys anymore to help you out.
Right. So Brennan Banks for the Falcons. She does a nice pass over to the left side. And that was a nice play by Mandy Gasson for the Falcons, but she did what you see so many of the kids do. She pump faked up and then traveled. So Alexis Curran has the ball. She's trying to dribble through a press. And that turns the ball over there. And Wayne gets an easy basket there, an easy point by Brennan Banks. Now the Chargers. Bring it back up.
Sheridan's struggling with that press a little bit, but they did get it up this time. They're going to have to take care of that basketball tonight.
Emily Grismore, the shot from the right wing, no good. Miranda Davis gets the rebound on the weak side rebound. Nice job by Miranda to put that ball back up and get the basket. So it's 11-6. Chargers trailing the Falcons here. And boy, there's some contact there, and they did call the charge. That's nice. Emma Foos threw the charge. I believe the foul is going to be on Brennan Banks. Foos did a nice job standing her ground, but what she didn't do there, Jake, is she jumped with the Wayne player, so I'm surprised that they gave her the chance.
You don't see that very often. She didn't fall down. You're absolutely right, Brian, but I took a good call, definitely. She just didn't do the old flop there.
Right.
Miranda Davis has all 6 points for Sheridan in the first quarter here, 11-6 right now, Wayne with the lead, so Miranda Davis with all six of Sheridan's points.
And another. Falcons are going to throw the ball in under their basket, and the Chargers look like they're going to play into a 2-3 zone. The ball gets kicked under the basket to the left, to the right wing. That's Banks driving to the basket, and it's no good. Actually stolen by Kylie Bankston. Bankston gets to Grismore. Grismore dribbles across the timeline. Does a nice pass into Curran. Nice lead pass. Curran throws up a nice little shot, a little 10-12 foot runner off the glass. No good. Rims in and out. And Wayne comes up with the rebound. With 48 seconds left in the quarter now, Wayne's going to set the ball up, and they're a half-court offense. The shot's up no good, but they get the offensive rebound. Now it's back to Fortune. She throws up a shot. It's a little errant. Bankston comes up with another rebound. Here comes Alexis Curran. Nice crossover dribble. Wow, what a nice move by the freshman.
That's a real nice crossover dribble there. Just shed her defender and went down the lane, got fouled. She should have two shots coming here, Brian.
That was a great move by the freshman.
definitely an athletic move, and she got out in the open court there and was able to show her athletic ability.
Jake, you and I played basketball quite a bit together in the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years.
I mean, back when I was young enough to go around. And
but it's always funny. Every time I see Alexis Curran, it takes me back to those days of us playing at the Sheraton Elementary or the middle school. And Alexis's dad, Mike Curran, just he Alexis plays like her dad. One speed. Go.
Yep, one speed the whole time. I agree. She knocks down the second free throw, missed the first one, so that brings Sheridan within 11-7.
Rihanna Fortune is going to dribble the ball up. Sheridan puts on a little half-court press themselves, but didn't really cause too much trouble, other than the fact that it slowed Wayne down, takes them out of their comfort zone. So Chargers are in a 2-3 zone here, and we're going to have a travel. 11-7, Chargers trailing here in the first quarter with 14 seconds to go. The Chargers have done a nice job, really, of weathering that storm. The way that Wayne started off, I thought maybe it was going to be a long night. So now we're going to get the ball across the court. Across the half-court line. Banks is going to take a dribble to the left, throws it into Foos. Nice job there by Emma Foos. She posted up with 2 seconds left, and it gets fouled. Throws up the shot. It's no good. But she does get fouled, so with 2 seconds left, Foos will go to the line to shoot two.
And once again, we got it down, you know, on the block there. Real nice look for Emma. Did just crawl off the front of the rim, almost a chance for a three-point play if she puts the first free throw in. We're getting good looks down there, and I think Emma and Allison have both been getting good looks and have a chance to really dominate down there if they can get that to fall. They seem a little quicker and more athletic than the center and the bigs for Wayne.
Right, and you know, my job on the boys basketball program is keeping the stats, so I'm always looking at offensive rebounds, and we're going to have a end of the quarter here, and we'll get back into that here momentarily. So, Jake, I will let you take us out here.
Thanks, Craig. All right, hey, you're listening to Charger Basketball on 96.7 Thunder Country. Be right back at you. Jake Schroeder, Brian Storm back with you in court, and I bet the Sheridan. We're in court tonight. Wayne Falcons hosting the Sheridan Chargers. Ladies basketball first here. And we ended the first quarter, Sheridan trailing 11-9. And we're going to send it back to Brian here for the play-by-play. Sheridan with the basketball.
Banks takes it over to the left side and throws it to Chelsea McGee. There's Curran on the right side. Nice look on about a 15-foot jump shot. It's no good. Again, Sheridan gets the offensive rebound, but goes off Banks' foot. That's what we were talking about before we came out of the break, Jake. The Chargers are crashing the offensive boards, and I don't know how many we have, but if we could just capitalize on some of those offensive rebounds, I think that it wouldn't be an 11-9 game. We would not be trailing. So the Chargers can improve on things, and we're rebounding defensively as well. So Bankston comes up with another one. The shot's no good for Wayne. Curran brings the ball down, throws it to Emily Grismore. Grismore takes an 8-foot shot, rims in and out.
Another good luck in the paint there for the Chargers, Brian.
Yeah, and Grismore almost comes up with a steal there in the half court for the Chargers. So Mandy Gassman's got the ball now on the right side for Wayne. She's a stretchy gal, isn't she?
Yeah.
I don't know what size, what height she is, but she's a tall.
Long arms. Looks like Sheridan's in a 2-3 zone here. And here's a near steal by Curran out of that zone, but Sheridan has gone to a zone to start the second quarter.
Yeah, they went to that zone early, about halfway through, and I think it's been pretty effective. Now, there's the shot from Gassman, who's the gal we were just talking about, with a nice 10-12-foot shot. It's in, so it's 13-9 now. Chargers coming back. Chelsea McGee with the shot. It gets blocked, but it's going to be off the hands of maybe Allison Showers. I thought it went off the way.
Yeah, it looked like it went off the way, and I agree with you, Brian, but our opinion doesn't matter.
No.
Only the man in the stripes matters.
Correct.
Sheridan down 13-9, 6:42 left in the second quarter. Wayne with the basketball.
And Sheraton's going to go into a man-to-man press, it looks like. Oh, they're in a zone press because Kern stays at the top of it. So they put on the three-quarter full-court pressure, basically. And even if it doesn't, they don't get the steal off it, it disrupts Wayne's offensive comfortability. And here's going to be a three-point shot, but that's from number 20, Brennan Banks. And she nails the three-pointer. That's the way the the Falcons started the game off tonight. So here comes Kern with the throw up to Miranda Davis. Up ahead, Miranda just can't quite get the ball to go. And there's another offensive rebound. Chelsea McGee kicks it back out to Davis. Bankston on the left side dribbles to the free throw line, throws it up to Showers on the left side. Curran now with the ball on the wing. Bankston back to Curran on the left wing. Showers set the pick, comes up top. Showers got the ball at the top of the key. And now we're swinging the ball over to Bankston on the right side. Bankston gets a good look, but the ball comes up short. Wayne comes up with the rebound. That's Raquel Relf.
Awfully quiet in the gym tonight, Brian. The crowds must all worked hard today or something.
There, Alexis Curran comes up with a steal. She's going to push the ball. Nice job. Nice job of getting that ball up. The kick to Miranda Davis. Shot's up and good. Nice steal by Curran. Nice assist by Curran. Nice dribbling down by Curran. And then a good finish by Miranda Davis. That's good basketball right
yeah.
there.
Sheridan's still coming out pressing here after the made basket. And talking to one of the parents before the game, they said they pressured a lot last night against Centerville. Here's a shot by Wayne, and they miss a rebound. Sheridan,
another rebound.
Just real quick here, they said they actually had a lot of pressure forced turnovers last night with their press, so we'll see if they continue that.
And Chelsea McGee comes up with the ball. We had a three-on-one. Chelsea didn't have her head up there. She needs to keep her head up because she had a nice three-on-one. We still maintain possession of the ball, and Miranda Davis takes a shot, and it's no good. Now McGee comes up with a nice offensive rebound, another offensive rebound. Chelsea, if we finish on those offensive rebounds, we're going to be putting up some points.
Had four offensive rebounds on that one possession. Yeah, Brian, we just can't get the ball back on the hoop there.
We're doing a good job at both ends. Now there's going to be a shot from Brianna Fortune for the Falcons that stops the free throw line. It's good. So it's 18-11 with 4:33 left in the second quarter. We are at Gordon tonight.
We're going to get a bump here on didn't catch who it was on there, but it's on Wayne. They bumped Showers as she was trying to dribble down the left side. And we have Grismore and Foose coming back into the game. Looks like Leah Dowson for the first time for the Chargers tonight, too, along with Showers and Davis. Like to find us. It looks like Wayne's going to take a 20-second timeout, actually. Let's take a real quick timeout ourselves. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at court tonight. I'm Brian Storm, along with
Jake Schroeder.
I had to make you say your own name. You know, I didn't want to mess that up.
Yes, gotcha.
Coach. I'll just say coach. So we're back in play here. That was a quick inbound pass. The Chargers are going to turn the ball over. We had a travel. I didn't see who the travel was on because we were just...
Miranda Davis got the ball, and I think she just picked up a pivot foot there. So Corden gets the basketball back.
18-11, midway through the second quarter here in Corden. Jake, we were just talking at the break. It was 11-9 at the end of the first quarter. Now the Chargers come up with a steal. And Grismore's under the basket, under the Wayne basket. She throws it up to Leah Dow. Leah throws the cross court to Miranda Davis. Davis puts up about a 12-footer in.
It's a roll.
Hits a couple sides of the rim on that, and it drops down. So it's 18-13.
10 points for Miranda out of the 13 for Sheridan. I was just already saying before that possession, it'd be nice to maybe run a few plays for her because she seems to have the hot hand tonight, try to set a few screens or something to get her open.
Yeah. There's a shot from Wayne at the top of the key. An offensive rebound there by Emily Bellin right underneath the basket. The shot's up and good. So it's 20-13. We had a run there where we were doing a good job offensively and defensively with rebounds. Now the last couple of possessions, we're letting Wayne back in on those. So the ball into the front court for the Chargers. Allison Showers with a 13-foot shot. No good. And the red out. Showers is battling. Thought she was going to get an offensive rebound there for just a second. So Wayne brings the ball across the timeline. That's Raquel Relf. Up to Gretchen Norris. She's another stretchy girl. And Nora stands at the top of the key, the free throw line, and all she does is dump it down to Emily Bellin, who was streaking behind the defense, and got an easy layup. So it's 22-13. There's Miranda with a shot into the lane. It's up and good. That same little floater, she's running about just that left elbow, and nice shot there by Miranda.
Yeah, Miranda single-handedly keeping Sheridan in the game right now, near steal by Sheridan as they're still pressing.
This is Amanda Collier with the ball. She's a new player for the Falcons. Trapped in the corner by Showers and Davis. They get the ball out, now to the top of the key. Now they're going to hit that. Boy, we're living on that. Wayne is living on that play where they're just hitting that. They're hitting Gretchen Norris at the free throw line, and all she's doing is turning and looking at the wings that are streaking past our defense, getting easy looks. So our low players on the zone, our low players on our zone have got to do a better job of knowing where their defenders are at.
Yeah, we might want to think about going back man-to-man, and it seemed like they were getting a lot tougher shots when we were on man-to-man in our zone.
I think what happened is we had a couple gals in there that were just playing too high on the zone, and they were not staying down on the blocks like they should have been. So
yeah,
here's
definitely.
The ball thrown into Wayne. There was a little controversy. A lot of the Sheraton fans thought it should have been Sheraton's ball. Now Allison Shower is going to get a foul called on her. I think that's going to be her second.
Yep, that's her second foul. It's only the second team foul, Brian. So 5 team fouls on Corridan or Wayne, and only two on Sheridan. So, again, really been a pretty clean game this first half. Been a pretty smooth game. Sheridan's getting a ton of good looks. And
ball
sooner or later, you got to figure they're going to start falling a little bit.
Yeah, the ball's just not dropping for them yet.
It's still within 7.
So Wayne throws over the top of the zone, and that's been a couple times now. The gals playing on our low blocks on the zone has got to do a better job because Wayne's getting easy looks now. And that's why they've extended the lead to 24-15.
Yeah, it's been a layup fest for Wayne now. They've had about 4 or 5 straight layups.
And we're missing layups. There's Curran with a 12-foot shot from the baseline. It's no good from the right baseline. And that's going to be Banks that comes up with the defensive rebound. We're going to have a foul called. I think that's going to be on Miranda, Danny.
I think Miranda, she kind of got caught there. I think she could have taken a charge, but when somebody's running at you full speed, it's hard to stand there and take the hit. And she kind of tried to get out of the way and it ended up flipping the gal. So.
You were just mentioning that Wayne's hitting a lot of layups. You're absolutely right. The problem with that is that they're getting the layups and we're taking outside shots. We're taking jumpers. So there comes up Wayne with another offensive rebound. Chelsea McGee with a nice block, and now Curran comes up with the ball. She throws it ahead, and it's tipped by a Wayne player and comes up another one. Bellin or Banks comes up with that, I believe, and now the ball's back up in the front court for Wayne. They get the ball up quick, an offensive rebound again. And the shot is up and good, 26-15 now. And as well as we were doing defensively rebounding, we've kind of gone into a lull there.
Maybe Coach Sandy might grab a timeout here and just try to stop the momentum before the half and cut this back to single digits. Because now there's a turnover by the Chargers, steal for Wayne, and they have the basketball.
Wayne is nursing a 26-15 lead with 1 minute left in the second quarter. This is Banks that's going to drive to the lane. Lots of contact, no foul called. Kick out to Bankston. She's going to drive the court, and she's going to come up with a layup. Hits the front of the rim. It's no good. There's Emma Foose with the offensive rebound. Throws up the shot. No good. Chelsea McGee with an offensive rebound. She kicks it over to Miranda Davis. Now it's back out to Curran at the top of the key. 39 seconds left. She hits Bankston on the left wing. Bankston's got a good look, and the ball goes in. Bankston was kind of standing out there waiting and waving, saying, hey, I'm open, and she gets a nice look at a 15-footer. 26-17 now with 20 seconds left.
Going to have a good defensive stand here to end the half, Brian. And actually, there's a turnover on Wayne, so we get the ball back with 23 seconds left. We need to cut into this lead before half here.
Yep, and you were talking about being nice if we got a stop. We really didn't stop them there. The Wayne, the Falcon player, just dropped the ball, and she was going in for a layup.
Yeah.
So
it looked like another coast-to-coast layup there.
Yeah, we dodged the bullet there, so. So 20 seconds left. Curran's going to bring the ball across the timeline. She kicks it over to Davis. Davis mishandles the ball, and now she's on the floor, and she gets the ball back out to Grismore. Top the key, 12 seconds left. The girls know how much time is left. Miranda Davis going to drive. She puts up a shot from the right side of the lane. Foose gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up. No contact, no foul. 1 second left, no time left on the clock. Shot was up and no good, obviously. So it's 26-17. Going into halftime. The Wayne Falcons are leading here in Corydon, Iowa. You are listening to KIIC Radio, and I see our halftime guest coming, so we will go ahead and take a quick timeout, and we'll have the boys head basketball coach Ben Schooley when we come back.
This is Jake Schroeder back in Corydon, where the Sheridan Chargers, Lady Chargers, trail Corydon 26-17 at halftime. And I am happy to be joined once again by the fantastic coach of the Sheridan boys basketball team, Coach Ben Schooley. Ben, happy new year to you.
Thank you. Happy new year to you, too.
Seems like, you know, I don't know if this is bad luck or what, but the two times I've talked to you is right after, you know, losses this year, and you've only got two losses, so.
Right.
But look at the bright side. After you talked to me, you won last time, too.
Right,
so.
Right.
So we're coming off the game last night. We played Centerville. Obviously, Centerville is a very, very good ball team, well-rounded team. I was just talking to you a second ago. You come off, it's only a second loss of the season. You're happy to get right back after, probably, after a loss, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think any coach, any player, when you've lost, likes to get right back at it as soon as you can to get that bad taste out of your mouth, because you're never very happy after a loss. And so I am. I'm happy to be back out tonight.
Last night, it's tough to take. We had a good run there in the third quarter, brought it to within six, if I remember right.
Yep.
Had some momentum, and then Centerville kind of went on their run. What's the key to last night's game? Obviously, they're just a good ball team. You have to tip your hat to them. But I noticed, you know, three-point shooting. I'm not sure what our percentage was last night, but I know it seemed like we struggled from the outside. Some we had some good looks. What are your thoughts on last night's game?
Yeah, no, you know, it started out early. We couldn't make anything.
Yeah.
In fact, we actually shot a worse from two than we did from three throughout the whole game. I really, in the first half, was really pleased with the looks we were getting. I thought we broke their pressure really well. We only had nine turnovers on the whole night.
That's great.
And their press is really good. I mean, they've been killing teams with it. And so I was pleased with that, and I thought we got good shots. And that whole first half, we couldn't make anything.
Yeah.
Now, that's the easy answer. That's the easy answer where you know, the crowd says, man, you guys just didn't shoot it well, and that's true.
Yeah.
I thought we broke down quite a bit defensively in the first half. I know I'm starting to sound like a coach a little bit, but I felt like we lost our focus on defensive possessions and let some guys get some pretty good looks. I mean, that doesn't help. I mean, there's going to be times when you don't shoot it well. That's when you got to play really good defense, and I didn't think we did that. In the second half, we made our run. You're absolutely right. We started making baskets. It's amazing how much better you look when you start to make a few baskets here and there. And we did. We cut it to six, and I was really pleased with that. And then Centerville did what really good teams do. They cranked it up another notch, I felt like. And we didn't go there with them. We didn't crank up to that next notch. It wasn't for a lack of effort. I told the guys in the locker room after the game, I thought we played really hard all night. I mean, I was proud of their effort and their energy. And we just made some mental mistakes in that fourth quarter. And like Coach Piersbaker told me during the game, we went from 8 to like 17, and I feel like I blinked once.
Yeah.
They made that run just like that. And we turned it over maybe once in that, and they made a three and then made another basket. And it was 17 points before we knew it. And we just could recover from that.
Yeah, they got hot from three-point range a little too. Starcevich, he's a real nice shooter.
Yes.
Centerville's just a real well-rounded team. They actually have the big man, 6'8", at the back of the press, which helps. So, yeah, like you said, you guys handled the press real great. Nice turnovers are great. What's the learning lesson? I know TJ struggled a little last night. It's his first experience against somebody the caliber of, remind me of his last
Dabney.
Name. Dabney. There you go. The 6'8 man for Centerville, and he got in some early foul trouble. You could tell he was a little frustrated.
Yes.
You know, what's the lesson for him after that game last night?
You're absolutely right. He did get taught probably a lesson. You know, he's going against a 6'8 kid who's played 3 years of varsity basketball. He's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
Dabney knows how to play physical, when to play physical, when you can't play physical. And TJ's still learning when you can use your body and when you can't. And I thought that was a lesson he learned last night. And TJ's been working really hard on this game. TJ's got to develop both hands a little bit better. I think Dabney knew he wasn't probably going to go to his left. And so that was a lesson that TJ learned last night. And you know what? TJ's been working really hard on it. And last night was a great experience for him. I'm looking for him to bounce back really well tonight. You're right. He got frustrated. You know what? We all got frustrated. Centerville's the cream of the crop in the South Central this year. I mean, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They've been beating people by 20, 30 points a night. And like you said, there's really no weaknesses in their lineup. And what people don't realize is Dabney may only score 8, 10 points a game, but he probably takes away 15, 20 points because from 4 feet and in, it's just pretty much off limits. I mean, he doesn't have to jump a lot to block shots, so he's not foul prone. And he takes away so much that you can do offensively. And it's easy to say pump fake and put post moves on people, but I want you to get out there and do that. I know I couldn't.
I know he doesn't leave his feet either very early. He waits for the shot to actually go.
Yep.
But the pump fake doesn't even work on him. Real great.
Nope.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Coach. That's Centerville's cream of the crop. I'm not sure if you're going to see another team as good as them this year.
Maybe not.
And we can have a shot at them, I assume, later on.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll
shoot a little better
this time.
Yep.
See what happens. Let's get real quick to tonight's game before the second half gets ready to start here. So, Corden, they started off 0-4, I believe, on the season. Now they've won 4 straight.
4-4.
So they're on a little bit of a run here. What do you expect from them tonight, and what are you guys going to do to take care of business?
I tell you what, I expect Corden to play really well tonight. This is always a tough environment to play in. We haven't played here in a few years, but in my experience, we have played here. But it's always a tough place to play, and I know that they will play extremely hard with this being a close proximity game, a little bit of an old rivalry, not so much a new one, but an old one. And, they're a solid basketball team, like you said. They've won 4 in a row. I've seen them play a little bit. They play extremely hard. They're not a very big team, but I tell you what, they got some guys that can play a little bit, and I expect it to be a hard-fought contest.
Yeah, definitely. It is good to see these guys back on the schedule this year. It's such a close, 20-minute drive that's kind of a shame they haven't been the last couple years. It's good to have the rivalry back.
Yep.
And, Coach, appreciate you joining us. Good luck tonight. And
Thank you.
Get them. We'll talk to you next time, hopefully after a victory.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
That's Ben Schooley, a great coach of the Sheridan Chargers. And you're listening to Charger Basketball on Thunder Country. This is Jake Schroeder. We will be right back in about a minute and a half here for tip-off of the second half of the Sheridan girls basketball game. We'll be right back after these moments. Jake Schroeder and Brian Storm back in Corydon as Wayne Falcons and Sheridan Chargers, Lady Chargers and Lady Falcons are set to tip off the second half. Sheridan finds themselves down 26-17. Brian, a lot of good looks for the Chargers in the first half. It's a 9-point game, but boy, it could have easily been a tie game.
Yeah.
We could have the lead. We had a lot of good looks. Let's hope we keep getting them. And Miranda Davis on fire for the Chargers. I have her unofficially with 12 points right now by my calculation.
Well, the scoreboard up there is going to have her 12 as well, so I'd say I'd say you could count pretty well there, Jake.
All right.
So the Falcons come out with the ball. They get the alternating possession, and that's Banks with the shot up, no good. And there comes Foose down with the rebound. She kicks it to Alexis Curran, who starts in the second half, over to Miranda Davis on the left side. Davis got the ball over her head, looking for Curran on the cut. Nice, beautiful pass there. Nice work by the girls. Miranda Davis throws it down to Curran on the left wing, who finds Foose with a nice box up there, post up there, and Foose's shot is no good, but of course she's fouled, so she's going to go to the line and get her 2 free throws.
She has 2 shots. She's only shooting 42% from the line if she misses the first one. I was hoping I'd do the reverse jinx there.
Exactly.
But Brian, talking in the first half, it was a really clean game. Only I think 7 total fouls between the two teams. So the referees are really letting them play tonight.
And they're not being overly rough though either.
No,
it's a clean game.
It's good the referees are letting them play a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a little whistle happy in these games can really drag.
Drag, right.
And so they're letting the girls play and decide the action.
Yeah.
Foose misses both free throws and Corden with the basketball.
And that's going to be Banks over there on the left wing with a 3-pointer. Throws it up and hard off the glass. Wayne comes up with the rebound. Excuse me, that's Banks this time. Prior, it was Raquel Ralph that shot the ball. So here's Miranda driving down the lane. Miranda Davis, she throws up a shot. She thinks she gets fouled. It's about a 10-foot shot, maybe it's blocked. It's no good. And Wayne comes back down to the other end. with a 2-on-1, 3-on-1, Brianna Fortune scores for the Falcons to go up 28-17 now here early in the third quarter in Porton. Kylie Bankston, I almost said Christian, her brother, Kylie Bankston throws up a three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound down by Mandy Gassman, and the Chargers are putting on that toe pressure. There's Alexis Curran coming up, getting into Gassman's face there. She does a nice job.
Just stuck with her for a second there, Brian. It might have come close to a 10-second call, and they kind of backed off and let her go.
Yep, and now Falcons break the press, throw up the shot. It's no good. The Falcons get two offensive rebounds, and the second time in, Raquel Relf puts the shot up, and it's in, and good. So 30-17 now. Chargers are now they come down, and Curran throws the ball away. I was going to say Coach Sandy needs to take a timeout. We will take a timeout here, too. You're listening to KIIC Radio. We're in Porton, Iowa. I'm Brian Storm alongside with Jake Schroeder. We'll be back in a few moments.
And let's go ahead and come back, Brian. We'll go ahead and keep it hit and see if the radio or the commercials kicking on there. So let's go ahead and remind everybody, listen to Thunder Country next Monday again for the Alabama versus Notre Dame National Championship football game. You can hear that live right here on Thunder Country. And I'm pretty sure, I didn't get the verification, but I'm pretty sure that the Super Bowl once again be on Thunder Country this year too, which I think is in February now. It seems like it's later every year.
Yeah, but it's going to get to March.
96.7 Thunder Country is your home for all the big games, all the big bowl games. And
it's also home for South Central Conference basketball.
Definitely.
We have a score we didn't get a chance to state earlier, but I believe it was at the end of the first quarter. Central Decatur is playing Davis County tonight, and they were tied up at 8 apiece early on in that game. That was boys basketball. So now Wayne is going to throw the ball in, and that's Banks bringing the ball up with Curran pressuring her again. Miranda Davis puts the pressure on, forces her out of bounds. Miranda pointed to the line, and just as she did, the referee agreed and said, yep, Miranda, you did a nice job. Well, he didn't say that. Miranda, you did a nice job in forcing that offensive player out of bounds. The Chargers take over. Curran kicks it over to Bankston on the right side. Bankston's got the hand or ball over her head. Looks nice, beautiful pass inside. Wow. Nice pass by Bankston, splitting the zone into Allison Showers. Showers turns around and gets about a 7-foot shot. It's up and good. 30-19 now for the Falcons still on top. Now the Falcons bring the ball back down and throw up a shot. And Emma Foose fights for the rebound. Nice job, Emma. I told Emma before the game I was going to call her out if she didn't get tough tonight. And good for you, Emma Foose, because you got tough on that one. She comes up with a loose ball and a jump ball, and it takes Sheraton will take over. And Curran now throws it up to Bankston. Same spot as last time. Bankston drives. Acts like she's going to shoot the three, but pulls it back out. Davis throws it into Showers. Showers goes down on her knees and has to throw the ball away, but Miranda Davis comes back with it. Throws up an errant shot, and it's hard off the backboard, and the Falcons come up with the ball. That's Bellin with an offensive, defensive rebound. She gets Banks. Banks drives to the other
nice
way.
Pass.
Nice bounce pass. She flips the zone with a bounce pass, found a fortune. So that's what Wayne seems to be doing tonight. Right there at the free throw line, they're just throwing to the left or to the right, and our defense is not getting back and covering that. So here's a nice pass from Curran to Showers. Boy, that's beauty. That's a beauty, Jake. Allison Showers got a great turnaround shot when she posts up like that. It was so smooth. She's a nice athlete, and that was a really nice look there by Allison Showers.
Buckets she's had, real good hands, too.
Yeah.
The ball turnaround. Too often our girls are gritting the ball, and then they bring it down to the waist. They got to just turn around and shoot it.
And she was real quick on that.
Exactly.
That was a great play by Allison Showers.
Got to get the defensive rebounds here. As Wayne throws up a shot, and they get an offensive rebound and set the offense back up. We're getting killed on the boards right now this half, Brian. We got to start getting the defensive rebounds.
And 32-21 is your score here, and that is going to be, there's going to be a foul called. Raquel Relf drove into the lane, and I think the foul is going to be on Showers. That's going to be her third foul. So we can't have Allison getting in trouble, especially after she's started to play here the last couple trips down the court.
And she has the first free throw goes out the rim. Yeah, Showers had a lot of good luck in the first half, just couldn't buy a bucket. Now she's got two good lucks this half, and she does put them in as they take her and Bankston out of the game. Then come Dow and Grismore.
You know, on these looks that she's getting right now, she's squared up better to the basket where she's able to use the back. Those other ones, she was on a wing. And the baseline shot, which, of course, you and I both know is one of the toughest shots in basketball. So
there's the air ball on the second free throw, so Sheridan's going to have it. Looks like
that's kind of ironic. We were talking about you and I playing basketball, and then an air ball and happened. Yeah.
Wait a second now.
Yeah.
And then it looks like Wayne actually broke off their press here, Brian, too. They're not with the full court press, so that allows Sheridan to get the ball up a little easier. And Sheridan throws it off Wayne, player out of bounds, and they're going to have the ball under their own basket here. 4:23 left, and they're down 9 points.
32-21, and Sheridan gets the ball in. Miranda Davis on the right side. She's trapped. Gets it into the corner where with Leah Dow. We got to get that ball out of the corner. Denver throw it into the corner, girls. We're fortunate to get the ball out of there. It was off of the Lady Falcon. That's one of the things young kids and girls, you know, the high school age kids, they always forget, you know, don't dribble into that corner.
So watch those spots, you can get trapped.
Definitely. Yeah.
Not a lot of movement on offense for the Chargers as Grismore throws up a shot, no good, and rebound Wayne.
And Chelsea McGee with a nice steal there, puts the ball back up. Yep. Nice job, Chelsea McGee.
That's a great little steal and putback as it brings the Chargers to within nine.
32-23, so this has been kind of a game of streaks, you know. Sheridan will be hot for a few minutes, and Wayne gets hot. Now we got a steal by Sheridan. Leah Dow comes up with the ball. Nice job there. Miranda Davis has got it. Don't leave her, girls. Now she gets across the timeline to Grismore. Grismore dribbles down to the corner, pulls it back out. There's Davis. She's going to drive. She's got a good look. Throws it up just a little too hard off the glass.
Gets with her own rebound.
With her own rebound, but it's off of Miranda's knee, it looks like. That was a good effort.
Yeah, definitely.
That was a good series. Davis looked good driving to the basket there.
Kind of feel like they lost that. Wayne actually throws it away, and now they inbound. It's kind of a turnover fest here this quarter. This last 3.5 minutes of this quarter really might be the make-or-break difference in this game, Ryan. We need to go on a little bit of a run here and get this, you know, down to a 4 or 5 point game at least if we can. If we don't, it's going to be awfully tough to pull it out in the fourth quarter.
Right. And there's McGee over to Dow. Dow's shot is no good, but Foose comes up to rebound. And again, Foose comes up the offensive rebound, puts the ball back up, and is fouled. I'd like to see, and this is what I was talking to Emma about a little bit earlier tonight, she's got to get stronger in the paint. You know, I told her, I said, you know, you're going to get contact. You've got to be expecting that contact. And when it comes, put the ball in the basket. So she shoots her free throw up, and it's good.
These free throws are big. Got to hit these free throws. She has a chance to bring Chargers within seven here if she can knock this one down.
Nice looking
and
shot.
Good looking free throw.
Both of those free throws. She had good rotation on it. Nice job. Emma Wayne throws the ball away again.
And Wayne's going to get a timeout. So they are really struggling with this press. That's going to be a full timeout. So, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll be right back in a minute. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Here's a 2005 Ford Freestyle and a 2011 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab 4-wheel drive. Financing available on both. Come on out to Motor Inn in Knoxville. Check us out today.
That's Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville, your sales, service, and body shop experts. Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
And we're back here in Corden, and we're getting ready to throw the ball in. Miranda Davis underneath the basket throws it out to Chelsea McGee with a nice look on a 15-foot baseline shot, but she throws it a little bit too hard, airballs it up. Wayne comes down with a rebound, and 32-25. Jake and I were just talking. We've cut this lead down to seven, and that's going to be Banks driving to the basket. She's going to pick up the foul, and she's going to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Emma Foose.
Emma definitely got the best of that foul. And actually, that's a good job by Emma. You know, if you're going to foul, don't let them finish the play for a three-point play. She made sure she fouled him hard enough. She put her on her backside.
And first free throw goes in. We were talking during the break there, Jake. It's 33-25, so it's an 8-point lead. We were talking about cutting this deficit. You know, the score, I think, was 30-17, so we were down 13. We cut it to 8, cut it to 7, and then now it's back up to 8, and the free throw is up, no good. And McGee comes down to rebound, gets it up to Davis. Davis gets the ball stolen from her, but delivered with a full red shirt. Nice. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
That's too bad. We had four red shirts around one Wayne defender in the backcourt. Excuse me, in the frontcourt.
I've never seen a quadruple team before, but they had the whole team surrounded her, and she couldn't see, and then somehow they called a foul on Leah Dow.
Yeah.
She was just standing straight.
Yeah. It was they were aggressive. It was really nice. They did a nice job there. So now the ball comes up for Wayne in the front court. They throw it away. So it's going to be the Charger ball. You know, what I like about that last possession there, okay, so we got the foul. That's unfortunate. But, boy, those girls, they were aggressive, and they were all over that. I was impressed at the way that the girls responded.
Well, Wayne is turning the ball over a ton this quarter, Brian. I mean, they're trying to hand us, you know, let us get back in this game, and we just can't take advantage of it, and now we turn it over.
Yeah, and Emma had the ball at the free throw line, and she just wasn't strong with it. She's got to get strong with that. Allison Shower's going to check back in. Kylie Banks is going to check back in. Foose will go out. Alexis Curran is back in. So Dow and Grismore will have a seat for a few minutes. 33-25 with 2:39 to go in the third quarter here in Corydon, Iowa. Curran brings the ball up across the timeline, gets to Bengtson. She's out on by the three-point line. Skip pass over to Curran. Curran's going to travel. Yeah. That's the thing about a freshman, you know, like Alexa. She just go, go, go,
yeah.
And sometimes she knows what she wants to do, but her body doesn't.
Got to let the game come to you.
Yeah.
A little bit slow. That's the hardest thing for freshmen at any level, is just to slow the game down.
And especially,
you know,
Alexa, she's one of the most hustling freshmen I've seen in a long time. I mean, she just goes, goes. So now we're going to have a travel down here on Wayne in there. Again, like you said, a turnover fest by the Lady Falcons. 2:21. Be nice for us to come down here and cut into this 8-point lead.
We've had opportunities, Brian. They turned the ball over a ton. They really have not done much you know, since the first couple minutes of this quarter, and they're really trying to let us back in it, but we just haven't been able to get enough shots either.
There's Banks going to drive in from the three-point lane, and she's tripped and she crosses the free throw line, throwing up a shot, and it's obviously she's fouled. The shot is no good, so Banks will go to the line to shoot two. The foul is on Brennan Banks. That's going to be her third foul, and she's got 6 points, but she's kind of the gal that makes the Falcons, Lady Falcons, go. So.
Yeah, in and out for Bankston on the first free throw there. Got to hit these free throws, cut into the lead a little bit. Only three fouls for each team. Team fouls it is.
Bankston's second shot up is no good. Chelsea McGee comes up the rebound. Chelsea turns and throws the ball up, and it's no good. Allison Showers gets the offensive rebound. Put back is no good, but she's fouled as well. So the girls are starting to crash the boards.
Another opportunity for two free throws, Brian. Need to knock them down here.
Yeah. I'd like to have seen Chelsea square up a little bit more. Chelsea McGee square up on that. She did a nice job getting the offensive rebound. She's got to square up on that shot. And
Allison puts the first shot in.
Showers free throw is good.
Allison's having a nice quarter here. That's 5 points for her in the quarter.
She's a good athlete.
Yep.
Allison's second free throw is up. This is long, but there's Chelsea McGee again with an offensive rebound. Chelsea's having a great night with that rebound. There you go, Chelsea McGee. That's exactly what we were just talking about.
Put her up
and put the ball up, and she made her basket. Nice job, Chelsea.
Brings the Chargers within 5-2, Brian, and the pressure in here. See if they can cause another turnover.
And they do. Put the ball over the top of the press again.
Wayne's just in too much of a hurry, Brian. They just need to slow down.
Yeah.
They keep throwing the ball long and over each other's heads instead of slowing down.
And as we're getting this ball in, look at Showers down there fighting, and the elbows are starting to throw. And our bigs are getting some confidence.
Yeah.
You know, that's big for Chelsea McGee to hit that basket. That's big for Allison Showers to get those baskets. And Emma Foose was getting some good looks.
Yeah, I think we need to try to get Allison down on the block here again and draw a foul or get a good look here.
Yeah, I don't think Brianna Fortune can stay with her. Allison's quick. There's Miranda, throws up a shot. She needs to square up. I'd like to see her square up there a little bit better. But the shot was up, no good. Alexis Curran got the rebound.
Her
shot was no good. Now Curran puts the pressure on Raquel Relf. And now at the top of the key is Brennan Banks. Kicks it to Fortune at the free throw line.
Excited.
Throws it to the left. And there's a long three-point shot.
Oh,
wow.
That's a dagger.
Wow. Emily Bellin, we had two red shirts in her face, and she threw up a three-pointer for the baseline.
That's
nothing
a dagger there. She got it within five, Brian, five, and then she nails that three and brings it right back to eight.
Yeah, and now Alexis Curran throws the ball away. Kylie Banks made a cut and wasn't looking. I'm not sure what the deal was there, but the ball gets thrown away. And Wayne comes back now with 47 seconds left in the quarter. Chargers trailing 36-28. And the Falcons look like they're just going to kind of content to run this quarter out. They're pulling the ball out a little bit. 35 seconds left. They're dribbling at the top of the, out by the timeline. Skip pass across the court. And there goes Banks in for a shot. I'm not sure if they were trying to hold for the last shot. I don't know why they'd go to the basket with 20 seconds left.
They're trying to lull us to sleep, Ryan, and make him think we were, and then they went in.
Yeah.
Looks like Banks is going to have a two-shot opportunity here, and the first one goes in. I was going to say, Emily Bellin's having a real nice game for Wayne. She's got 12 points on the night, hit a couple three-pointers. And her and Miranda Davis for Sheridan are the leading scorers on the night with 12 apiece.
And I missed who that foul was on, that last foul.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. I think it was on Showers. Yeah, it was on Showers. Looks like she got a lot of balls.
Oh, Showers has got four fouls in,
yeah,
I think, right?
That's big. And Sheridan now finds themselves back down to a 10-point lead, and they throw it away. Emily Grismore had it go off her hands. She just tried to look away.
Yep.
Move before she had the ball.
Yeah,
the old Cardinal sin there. So yeah, Sheridan, boy, right back down to right back to 10 points now, Brian. After they cut it to five.
Yeah, the girls in red are working so hard to cut it, and then Wayne just comes back and boom, boom on two possessions and gets it back up to 10. So 9 seconds left. Wayne has the ball in their court. Banks with the ball. She throws to Fortune at the free throw line. Fortune turns, puts up a shot, rims in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. And Emily Grismore comes up with it there. So. At the end of the third quarter, 38-28, we will be back. We're in Corden right now, but we'll be back. We'll take a timeout. Be back to bring you the fourth quarter here momentarily. You're listening to KIIC Radio, Thunder Country, Jake Schroeder, and Brian Storm.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing this month, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change, federally insured by the NCUA.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
We're back here in court. We've got just a few minutes or a few seconds before they throw the ball in. I was just talking to Jake Schroeder here. I'm Brian Storm, and we were just talking about the students. There's good student representation here for the Chargers tonight. And the ball comes in now. Wayne has the ball, and the shot goes up. No good. Chelsea McGee with the rebound. Here comes Miranda Davis up the court to Curran. Throws up a layup. No good, but there's a boost fighting for the offensive rebound. Goes off of Emma, and Wayne will have the ball now. 38-28. We're just getting started in the fourth quarter. We'll see if the Chargers can put that full court pressure on and pester the Falcons into a few more turnovers.
They only have 14 fouls, Sheridan does too, Brian, so they've got a couple to give. They need to be uber aggressive here and just try to go for some steals and make a couple quick, easy buckets, you know, on this press. So they have to find a way to get back in this game quickly.
Ooh, and we almost had an over and back, and then we almost had a 5 second, and then we just should have had an elbow there from Banks. So about three different things that didn't happen, and now Fortune throws up a 3-point shot, and that's young boost in there, I believe,
yeah,
isn't it? That's yes, Sarah.
Sarah Foots is in the game for the first time for Chargers tonight.
Sarah's a freshman, I think, for Chargers, right?
Yeah, she is, definitely, Brian. So we've got two freshmen on the court right now, Foots and Curran for the Chargers. As the Chargers pick up Wayne in a full court press again. Wayne inbounds the ball after a foul called. Sheridan.
And another, that's the same play that just happened here a little while ago in the third quarter. Miranda Davis just forced Banks out of bounds. Nice job by Miranda Davis defensively there. So Curran will now bring the ball across the timeline. She sees an opening. She wants to go to the right. She throws the ball over the top. That's one of those things where kids just don't do the bounce pass enough. That's probably been a good time for a bounce pass. Throws it away. Now Banks has got a 3-pointer on the left side. It's no good. Rims in and out and off of Falcon player on the offensive side, and the ball will go over to the Chargers.
Big possession for the Chargers here, Brian. We got to get this under 10 points here with about 7 minutes left in the game. And Curran's got to be careful with the ball. Almost lost it over to Davis.
Yeah, that's one of those things where Alexis, for a freshman, has got really good hands. There's a shot by Sarah Foose in the lane. Nice shot by a 10-foot turnaround. She does a nice job and puts the ball in.
Nice,
and there's the pressure by Chargers, and it should have probably had a traveling. There's Bellin again. If the shot's no good, good job of boxing out. The problem is that a couple of our guards took off down the court and left their Wayne guards open.
Yeah, luckily we get the ball and the jump ball, and Wayne's going to take a 30-second timeout. Let's take a real quick break ourselves here. Just a 30-second break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
And we're back here in court. Good timing. The ball is getting ready to be thrown in by the Chargers. Miranda Davis throws it in to Emily Grismore. Fourth quarter here. Chargers cutting it to 8, 38-30 with 6:24 left. There's Boos with a shot from the right wing. It's in and good.
Wow. Who's this Sarah Fuskin? Why hasn't she been in it sooner, Brian? She's got a nice-looking shot.
She cuts it to 6, and there's a double dribble by the Falcons. Chargers are going to take the ball again.
We got within 6 points, Brian, 6:11 left, and who knows, maybe we found a little hot streak here with somebody, a fresh body in off the bench, and poof, she's got 4 quick ones.
Sarah's got a nice-looking shot there. Good rotation on. Now she's going to get to Chelsea McGee. Chelsea throws to cross-court. There's Miranda. She's going to take the ball, going for a nice shot.
Had a good luck.
That was a good look by Miranda. Now we should have a 5-second call there. Are we going to have one, or are they going to call a foul? Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Chelsea McGee. I think they should have hit a 5-second call. I think that was kind of helpful.
Yeah, of course. We had good defense there. There's not really a reason to reach in and get the cheap foul there.
Especially when they should have been at 4.5 on the 5.
Yeah, on the 10.
Emily Grismore with the steal. She's going to put up the shot. It is out. So close. There's Foose. Emma Foose with the rebound on the floor, so we won't be shooting a 1-1.
15.
Four team fouls by the Falcons.
I think that's actually the 5th, Brian.
Yep,
they just added the 5th. 5 team fouls on Corden, 6 on Sheridan. They get the ball under their own basket. Big possession here. Chance to knock it within 4.
It'd be interesting to see if we isolate with Sarah Foose. Well, they're trying to isolate Emma down in the low blocks, and the Chargers throw the ball away. And now here comes Bellin across the timeline. She has the ball, throws it over. No, excuse me, that was Ralph throws it over to Bellin. There's a shot up, no good. Sarah Foose with the rebound. Be strong with that ball now, girls. Here comes Miranda Davis down the left side.
We'll take care of the basketball and get a good shot here, Brian.
Emily Grismore, the junior, is running the point guard now. Sarah Foose, the freshman, on the right wing. She kicks out to her sister. And there's a good look by Emily Grismore on the left side. Ball just comes up short. Great look and a long rebound, and Ralph's going to take the ball to the distance and go in for the layup. Emily Grismore just couldn't get it.
Well, Emily is the one that shot the ball, and then she had to try to get all the way down.
Here comes Sarah Foose, the freshman, throws it into her sister, Emma, and the ball goes off of a Wayne Falcon player, and it's no good.
That's really unfortunate on the last possession, Brian, because nobody was back for the Chargers, and Ralph just took the ball and went right down court with it. And I think somebody might have got caught sleeping there and didn't recognize they were supposed to get back.
Well, like you say, Emily McGee was the point guard, and she was the one that actually took the shot, and she was kind of out of position because of the shot. Nobody's fault, but Grismore with a shot there is no good. The Falcons get the rebound, defensive rebound. Now there's Fortune at the top of the key. That's Brianna Fortune. She's had a lot of good looks there tonight at the top of the key, but
she's
been falling lately.
Definitely is not scared to shoot the basketball. She gets it down the block as her best, but she'll be shooting an outside shot too quite a bit. She comes in as their second leading scorer technically, but really your fraction of a percentage points away from leading scorer. Banks.
Now Allison Showers checks back into the game with her 4 fouls, and Bankston with a left 3-point shot on the left wing is up and no good. Falcons come down. There's Alexis Curran, comes up the steal. Nice twisting move around. Shot gets blocked. And we're going to have a lot of contact there. We're going to have a foul call on Miranda Davis. I think that was kind of a frustration, but she was diving for the ball. Nice effort by Miranda.
And that's going to put Corden in the 1-1, Wayne in the 1-1 here, with Ralph going to the line to shoot the 1-1, and we've got to just hope they miss some of these here.
Yeah, that was a nice steal by Alexis Curran, the freshman. She did a nice, went up and under the defender and didn't get the foul called. The free throw is missed. Emma Foose comes up with it. She kicks it out to Bankston. Bankston brings it across the right timeline, kicks it out to Miranda Davis on the left. top of the key now to Bengtson. She finds Lexi Curran on the right wing. Good look by Curran. Shots up and long. No good. Wayne comes down with the rebound. That's Mandy Gassman. Gassman's been quiet, absolutely way quiet in the second half.
Yeah. There's Bengtson. She clobbers Brennan Banks. Runs over in the backcourt for a foul. That's going to put Banks to the line for 1-1.
I had to look at the clock for a minute. As aggressive as Kylie was there, I thought, oh, we don't. The clock's not winding down. You know, it looked like one of those desperation type fouls, but she was going aggressive.
This is definitely urgent time. The 4 minutes left in the game here, and Sheridan absolutely needs a score on this next possession as Banks misses the first one. They're helping him out by missing the front end of the 1-1. Yep. Sheridan with the board.
Boost kicks it out to Banks. She brings it across the timeline. Now to Miranda Davis. Wayne is, I can't tell what they're in, a 1-3-1, but there's Banks with a nice kick into Foose. Emma goes up and puts the ball in, so now we cut it to 6, 40-34, 3:40 left, still plenty of time. We get a couple stops, and they're going to call a block on Showers right in front of Coach Sandy, right in front of the Sheraton bench, and Showers is probably going to foul out, isn't she?
Is she out of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. That's tough on Showers there. She had a nice second half going for her, and it's really an important player for us to come back in this game.
Yeah, and that happened right in front of our bench. Coach Sandy, Coach Brown, and Coach Canute are down there jawing a little bit at the referee, and the referee says, enough.
That's one of those things. You have to know how far can you push it as a coach and not get the technical. Here's a 1-1 for Ralph after the foul. She misses the front end again, so they're getting a break. Sheridan's getting breaks. They're only down 6, believe it or not, still.
So here comes Bengtson with the ball. She throws it out to Curran on the right side. She kicks it into Foose. Go up strong, Emma. Go up strong with that. She kicks it back out to Bengtson, top of the key. Bengtson's looking. Wayne's still in that 2-3 or 1-2-2 type zone or 1-3-1. Curran, the freshman, throws the ball away, and Wayne comes up with that Gassman. Now kicks it over to Bellin on the right side. Sheridan pressure.
Hey, Wayne's shooting free throws. We might as well be really aggressive going for steals here.
And Lex starting to be a little bit more aggressive. And there's a kick out to Gassman on the left side. The Wayne girls almost look like they're going into panic mode there on this possession.
Yeah, they're taking some time off the clock now.
I don't think they want the ball. The Ralph girl isn't afraid. But we got a timeout.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout here. Wayne's going to call a timeout. Looks like it's going to be a full timeout. So let's take a break. You're listening to Charger Basketball with KIIC Thunder Country.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Back here in Corden, a couple scores to update you on. Central Decatur and Davis County. This is a boys' score tied at 40 in the fourth quarter. And Jake, we were talking, I know we'll get in trouble for saying this, but it's probably my two least favorite teams in the NFL as well, but the Vikings are ahead of the Packers.
Yeah.
This coming from two Bears fans.
Yeah, those darn Packers, they just couldn't win 1 week for us, could they, Brian?
No. Nope.
Here's Wayne gets the ball. They inbound the ball. Good luck, and they miss it. Rebound, offensive rebound.
Gassman with an offensive rebound, and Emma Foose does a nice job tying Gassman up, but they call a push on her. Sometimes I think some of these foul calls are made up in girls' games. You know, some of them, they're so obvious, they're pushes and they're not called, and then little ones like that. It's like, really? You know? So, anyway, here, Mandy Gassman, a junior, will go to the line, shoot a, was that a two-shot? Must have been a two-shot foul, wasn't it? Yes, because we
have 10. Well, they're in 10.
Double bonus. And Gassman, yeah, they missed three or four front ends of 1-1s, Wayne did, and Gassman's going to hit both of her free throws.
Sheridan just didn't take advantage of those 3 1-1s they missed front ends on, Brian.
Yep, Sheridan trails by 8, and Bengtson does a nice job of going to the
finger roll,
going to the rack and scoring, so it's 42-36 with 2.5 minutes to go, still plenty of time if the Chargers can get a stop, a couple quick possessions, and now we're going to have a foul on Alexis Curran. You know, we were just talking about earlier, Jake, how this game had been pretty clean. There hasn't been too many ticky-tack fouls or anything like that. Well, now all of a sudden it's getting crunch time, and you're starting to see some of these ticky-tack fouls.
The second half here has definitely been called a lot tighter in the first half, in my opinion. And
Banks misses the front end.
So, you know, Sheridan's still within 6 points, Brian, and it seems like this fourth quarter is just really taking a while. She misses the second one. We get the rebound.
McGee out to Miranda. If we could just get it down to four, just the mental aspect of it. You know, and there Miranda's going to find Emma Foose. Emma's got to go up with that ball. She brought it down where the small guards can get it.
But she's going to get bailed out, and they're going to call a foul on Wayne. That's only the sixth team foul on Wayne. But, yeah, Emma, you know, that's the Cardinals sitting there. She just gets it. She brings it down instead of going up.
Yeah, I'm going to call her out on that, too, because I told her if I saw her do that, I was going to call her out. She knows better than that. There's Bankston throwing the ball away, and Wayne comes up with it. That's Bellin coming up.
But they had Fuse open, too, there. A nice little pick and roll, and she just got it deflected by Wayne there.
And Wayne's going to try and milk the clock a little bit here. There's, maybe not, no. They did a nice job of spreading our defense out and opening it up underneath, and Brianna Fortune just shoots a little turnaround jump shot.
Fortune with 12 points now. Here's Curran turning it over.
And Fortune, I think, came up with the ball, and so she'll go to the other end and shoot two as Curran picks up her, how many fouls?
Her third foul, Brian. That's kind of a freshman mistake. She's done that a few times tonight. Just tends to try to dribble through three people, you know, into the lane, and that's when you need to slow it down, find the open person. It's just not going to work to dribble through two or three people.
Fortune's shot is up and good. I think that's the competitive nature of that young gal.
Definitely.
She is she's just so competitive, and she just wants to do so well, and that's not a fault. You know, that's her
learning.
Her
other
year, yep. Yeah. Second shot is up, no good. Mandy Gasser comes up with a rebound and a putback for the Falcons. So they go up by 11 now.
That
so
could
47.
Be better there.
That hurt. 47-36 now. The Chargers trailing. Bankston with the ball on the right. She skip passes over to Chelsea McGee down below. And same thing. Here again, Chelsea brings the ball down by her waist. And the smaller Charger player can come and get their hands on the ball. And it's a tie-up. Here again, just like the last time, the referees bailed us out, though. And Chelsea's going
to foul here.
She's going to go to the line and shoot 1-1. 47-36, the minute 33 remaining in the game. Chelsea with a nice-looking shot there. Free throw's up and good.
Don't forget, we got the boys' game coming up right after this one, so don't go anywhere. We'll take a short break in between games, and you'll have the Chargers and Falcons boys' basketball game set for tip-off.
McGee's second shot is up and no good. Miranda Davis fights for the rebound, but Gassman comes up with it, and she's getting pushed. She doesn't like to dribble that ball, does she? You can tell by the way she's looking at the ball, and then they're going to throw the ball away. The Wayne girls throw the ball away, but with 10-point deficit with a minute 24, it's probably going to be too little too late.
Yeah, that offensive rebound on that free throw really killed down there.
Banks is going to throw the ball in. There's Emma Foose at the top of the key. She's going to take a three-pointer, and it's good. It's good, but I had a great angle, and Emma stepped on the black line out there. That's just two, but we won't tell anybody.
I got to look at replay.
So a 7-point lead. Now Wayne turns the ball over, a minute 10. Davis got the ball. She's into the front court. 1-on-3. Probably need to pull that thing out. And Davis turns the ball over. And then there's a foul call. I'm not sure who the foul was called on yet, but we'll get that for you in a moment. That's on Miranda. That was just a frustration foul. That foul was on Bankston. I thought it was on 33.
I think he originally did call on 33, and then he just took a gander, and he realized he got the number wrong. So,
I think he changed it only after one of the. I think maybe Miranda's grandpa.
Doesn't matter a whole lot at this point, I don't think. But as you said, and they turned the basketball over after the press.
We have a jump ball,
48-40 with a minute left. Wayne looks to be in control of this game, and they have the inbounds ball here. Boy, this fourth quarter's really drug on, Brian.
A lot of free throws, a lot of missed free throws. I bet Wayne has shot 20 free throws in this quarter. So they're going to pull the ball out, and there's another foul by Miranda, so we're going to go back and shoot two more fouls. So, you know, the JV boys would have started at the same time as this varsity girls game, and the JV boys walked through here going back to their locker room about 10 minutes.
At least 10 minutes, maybe more, yeah. That's too bad. You know, on the scoreboard, they stop at 10 team fouls. Be interesting. I'm not sure how many team fouls we're up to now, probably close to 15.
So now,
This gym is just so quiet tonight. Every person that says something is like the whole place can hear. So there's a little confusion on who the foul's on, I think, here maybe.
Well, they thought maybe Miranda had fouled out, but the last foul was on 43, not 33. So now the referee's letting Miranda come back into the game.
And I was, Sarah Puth came in there and hit those couple quick buckets, and then they took her back out. I kind of thought maybe they'd keep her in with the hot hand, as finding somebody that can knock down those 15-footers has been a struggle for the Chargers.
Yeah, and Banks for the Falcons hits the first of her two free throws. It's 49-40. She hits the second one now.
Yeah, nice bucket shot.
50-40. 52 seconds left. They'll see if the Falcons continue to put the ball up and then shoot, and whether they're going to foul or not. So it doesn't look like the girls. Well, now they call it jump ball. So the shot was no good, and the Foose and Bankston had both their hands on the basketball. So Sheridan throws the ball inbounds. Bankston from the left side. She's going to shoot a long three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound up to Emily Grismore. Her shot's up, and banks it in. Nice shot. Cuts the lead down to 8 now. 30 seconds left. Probably too little too late, but the girls are still working, and Kylie Bankston goes for a steal and body blocks into...
that looked like a defensive back and a receiver there. They're up in the air, and she pretty much ran her over.
Yeah. So Raquel Ralph will go to the line to shoot two. He's shooting two free throws. Really slows it down.
That's definitely been a slow fourth quarter here. The game first half was real clean and crisp, and the second half has been the exact opposite. Sheridan had their chances this game too, Brian. They just couldn't quite get over the hump, and we went through a stretch where Wayne was turning the ball over, it seemed like every possession, and we couldn't take advantage of it.
And we cut it to six on numerous occasions, and you're right. So Miranda Davis is going to drive to the lane. And at this point, I'd like to see the referee just kind of choke on that whistle.
Yeah, he's going to go ahead and call another foul. Miranda's going to go to the line for two as Sarah Foose comes in for Kylie Bankston.
Miranda will shoot two.
And now there's some more confusion on who's coming. Like somebody for, looks like...
Bellin is fouled out.
Bellin fouled out for the Falcons, so they're trying to get her out of the game. And basically, everything that can slow the game down is slowing the game down right now. Miranda has, I believe, two shots here. Now they're going to call one and one, it looks like. I thought she was shooting, but apparently not. She makes the first one, so it doesn't matter anyway. Miranda's had a nice game tonight.
It did look like a one and one. They were calling a one and one, but the referee that called the foul had his hands up holding up two as the shot went up. So
I think the referees have started to lose interest a little bit. So
yeah.
13 points for Davis tonight.
Second shot is no good. Now Miranda goes in and grabs the ball, and we're going to get a jump ball.
About the 11th jump ball of the game, too, I think. Really, a lot of that does come down, Brian, to bringing the ball down around the way.
Right.
You know, if the girls keep the ball up high, you don't get tied up there.
14 seconds left. Let's see if we can have a 14-second runoff with no fouls. And we have a ball knocked out of bounds. So the Chargers... looks like they're going to go down to defeat unless there's some miraculous recovery here. 51-43 is your score. With 8 seconds left, we're going to have another foul called.
We're getting a hard time. This is tough tonight. We got a tough crowd around
to be in a radio booth.
Yeah. What kind of setup is this? We got people in our ear give us a hard time.
Everybody's a critic around us tonight.
We absolutely love sitting in the stands with all the parents around us. It's a really pleasant experience.
And one of these gentlemen that is giving us a hard time, he forgets about that negative advertisement that can happen.
There's Sheridan with that ball. Emily Grismore, she puts it in with 2 seconds left, and that's going to wind down the game. So Sheridan ends up losing 51-45, and unlike our... friendly parent to the right of us here. They did not come back with 9 seconds left, as he suggested they might. But
they just came
to the Chargers. They had the opportunities, Brian, for sure, and just couldn't quite pull it off.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the girls' game. And remember, we have the boys' game coming up next. Sheridan versus Wayne. Should be a good matchup tonight as Sheridan looks to rebound from a loss last night. Wayne comes in on a 4-game winning streak. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. So let's go ahead and take a break here between games. And we'll be back in a few minutes. For Brian Storm, this is Jake Schroeder. You're listening to
Thunder, Charger Basketball on KIIC.